Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This program is brought to you by Chefs Collaborative, a nonprofit with a mission to inspire, educate, and celebrate chefs and food professionals building a better food system. Change menus, change lives. Learn more at chefscollaborative.org.
Thank you for listening to Heritage Radio Network. We are a member-supported nonprofit food radio station. That means that every single thing we do, from broadcasting 35 weekly shows for free, to bringing you exclusive content from sold-out food events across the country, to offering scholarships to high school students, is only possible thanks to the support of our loyal members. And we want you to join the club. Become a member during our 2017 summer drive to get access to sweet swag and pledge your support to the world's only food radio station. Visit heritageradionetwork.org/donate to become a member now.
Hello, hello, airwaves. It is your favorite Food Book Fair hosts, Kim and Amanda.
Hey.
Welcome to Recommended Reading with Food Book Fair. Food Book Fair, for those who don't know, is an annual food media festival. We've held it in New York City, but we're looking to take it on the road. So also give us a shout if you want to collaborate.
But beyond the annual festival held at the Ace Hotel, New York, we also do book signings in Union Square Green Market. We are on the airwaves at Heritage Radio Network every single week here, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Woo! We just want to come see David, our engineer.
We do the show exclusively to try to get him to play more sound effects. I'm just waiting for the Quiet Storm one, but we haven't really prompted that yet.
We'll get there.
But meanwhile, we talk about what we are reading, watching, listening to in and around the world, worlds of food and media, sometimes about food, sometimes not about food, and with our friends and fam in the food world as well. So we'll chop it up, Amanda and I. And then we will bring on our very special guests today, Nave Frost of 1136 and Jessica Krastel of Poco a Poco, to talk about a dope event on Thursday night that they're doing. That super collaborative roaming dinner at 99 Scott called Oaxaca Succulenta that will be supporting Poco a Poco's residency in Oaxaca.
It's a roaming dinner. What more do you need to know?
I mean, beyond that, we love folks who love building with each other. We love building with other folks. We love collaboration, so it's right up our alley, and we will bring them on air, and we can talk a little bit about how you can support that and join in on the fun. But first, we're going to talk about what we're reading, watching, and listening to. Amanda, what's on your nightstand?
Oh, I talk a lot about what I'm reading.
Don't know if you have a nightstand, so.
Yes, you do. Come on, you've seen it. I have a night table, okay. I'll say that. It's been a little light over there lately. I've been kind of doing a no-no and watching TV before bed, but I've kind of gotten into it lately, and it's, I don't know, I find
that,
it...
That blue light's gonna F with your eyes.
I know, it's like I'm really going all in these days. It's like some air conditioning on at night and computer by my bed, I don't know, downhill, but... I did catch a really, really awesome episode of Vice Munchies Chef's Night Out. This is something that I honestly, like, every week refresh that page. And I'm just like, is there a new Chef's Night Out? So if you've never seen it, it's on one of Vice's channels, Munchies. And it basically, they use the term chef loosely. They've had various winemakers and other, you know, people in and around food on the show, and they basically give them a van, ask them to invite their friends out, and they go out, whatever that means, stopping at multiple places in their home city or the city where their restaurant or venue is located. And then at the end of the night, they go back to the chef's restaurant, and all, like, even more friends and fam are waiting for them to then cook food after they've already been out. So you can tell how that goes. They usually need assistance. So that's about the show. And so it was really fun because Scar's Pizza was on, which is one of my favorite pizza places.
Don't
on
tell
Orchard
Roberta's.
Street. Yeah. I mean, you know, that would be like choosing a sibling. You know, I don't need to go there.
We love all pizza here at Food Book Fair.
Totally. So aside, before we just quickly, I'll quickly tell you my favorite part of Ice Munchies in that episode and check it out, is this is my pro tip that I'll give you. One of my best nights out is movie at Metrograph, mm-hmm. and then walk down to Scar's and get some pizza after it. Definitely make sure you order the wine there. They always have a great wine list. It's just a really fun vibe, and the pizza is delicious.
And first of all, it's a combination slice joint in the front, natural wine bar in the back.
Break it down. So the best part about this chef's night out was that they went to this place on City Island in the Bronx called Johnny's Reef. And, you know, as a lifelong New Yorker, I never knew this place existed. And it made me want to go there. I'm like looking at my calendar right now, like, when can I go to Johnny's Reef? So if anyone's been there, wants to go, tweet at us, send us an Instagram about it at Food Book Fair, and I'll be there.
And if anyone's seen the Juliana Margulies Andy Garcia movie where they play the matriarch and patriarch of a family of Italian Americans living on City Island, holla at us.
What is that? Do you know what?
It's called City Island.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
But it comes up on the internet sometimes, but I haven't watched it, but it makes me curious.
It's going to go on my Netflix queue.
Mostly makes me want to eat Frito Misto, but that's...
Right. It's like all fried seafood. And then, oh, yeah, they have this pina colada with Hennessy mixed in. So that's the pairing. It's like fried seafood, and each order, each type
it comes
of seafood.
With the
no,
pina.
But each, like, it's like if you want like fried fish, if you want like fried clams, you go to each individual counter to order what you want, and then the drink of choice there is a pina colada laced with Hennessy.
Is it the island drink of choice?
It's the Johnny's drink of
is
choice.
It's Johnny's Reef. So yeah. Johnny's Reef has multiple stands. And then
it's
the pina colada.
It's one restaurant.
One pina colada to rule them all.
Yeah. So anyway, if anyone's been there, definitely let us know. So Kim, what have you been reading, watching, or listening to?
I've been sort of moving around the spring and summer between different houses and traveling. For everyone who listens religiously to the show, they know where I've been and what I'm up to. If there's anybody that's listened to this more than once. So I've just been settling into a new place, which is a beautiful apartment with a nice kitchen, very close to the cult that Amanda and I belong to, the Park Slope Food Co-op. So I've been,
we'll have to dedicate another show to that.
I know.
I think
we should get someone from there on here.
They would be like, we don't talk about it.
Yeah. It can't blow up their spot. But, I've been, you know, sorting my bulk grains, soaking my nuts.
This is a family show.
I made a cashew cilantro cream.
Oh, inspired
by Allison Kane and Haven's Kitchen, who we had sign her Haven's Kitchen cooking school book at Union Square Green Market this past weekend.
I ordered the pimentone peppers to make the romesco sauce.
Perfect.
So I was inspired too.
Yeah. So I made that, and then I've been soaking some almonds inspired by spending a couple days this past week on Fire Island with good friends who are Palestinian, and that's their Palestinians know what's up with the snacking. You soak the almonds until you can squeeze the skin off. They're also better for you.
Wow,
I'm just easier to digest.
Like,
but then it's fun because then you squeeze the brown part.
That happening in Fire Island is like just a dream come true for me. Because
I was with our mutual friend Aura Wise, who knows how to level up in any kind of rental home kitchen. So I've been doing that. I've been soaking my nuts. I've been listening to 92.3 and Hot 97 while I'm doing my stretches and foam rolling.
What
while
is 92.3? Like, what's the vibe of that station?
It's top 40 radio.
Okay, see, when I was growing up, that in New York, 92.3 was like considered hard rock.
It's not anymore. It's all French Montana now.
The station where Howard Stern was, his morning show was on. And then Hot 97 is still Hot 97.
So anyway, this morning on 92.3, they had a caller call into the morning show. It was called Continue to Date or Eliminate. And a woman had been dating a man for about a month, and she slept over for the first time, and she found out that he had 3 missing teeth. He wore like a mini denture. And she was like, I don't know if I can fuck with this.
Wow.
So all these people called in, and you're like, you can't be superficial. You don't know how he lost his teeth. You didn't notice he was missing them. He takes good care of the dentures. She says she was going to continue today, not eliminate.
I think that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that with us.
So that's what I've been listening to.
Cool. Sounds like a full plate is happening.
Yeah.
For you all the time.
I can get into what I'm reading as well, but
I think we want to spend
Spend some time with our guests here.
Yeah. So we are just going to take a quick break. We've got to pay some bills around here and support our home away from home, Heritage Radio Network. So definitely head over to heritageradionetwork.org. Check out all the shows that we have, which are so incredibly diverse and super interesting to listen to, and we need your support to keep those going. So head over to heritageradionetwork.org, click on that beating heart, become a member, and keep listening. And we will be back after a quick break with Jess from Poco a Poco and Nave of 1136, and we'll talk about this amazing roaming dinner happening on Thursday.
This program is brought to you by Chefs Collaborative, a national nonprofit network with a mission to inspire, educate, and celebrate chefs and food professionals building a better food system. Chefs Collaborative members work to make sustainable practices second nature for every chef in the United States. Chefs Collaborative was founded in 1993 by visionary chefs including Rick Bayless and Alice Waters, who acknowledged the influential role of food professionals on our food choices, our collective personal health, the vitality of cultures, and the integrity of the global environment. Chefs Collaborative believes that the greater culinary community can be a catalyst for positive change by expanding the market for good food and helping to preserve local farming and fishing communities. Change menus, change lives. Learn more about Chefs Collaborative at chefscollaborative.org.
What's up, Internet? We're back.
Hope you didn't miss us too much. And we are back in the studio in the back of Roberta's on Heritage Radio Network. You're listening to Recommended Reading with Food Book Fair. And we are joined with two incredible women. So honored to have them with us today. Very, very exciting. Jess from Poco a Poco and Nave of 1136. And they're here to talk about a lot of different kinds of things, like what they're watching, reading, and listening to, and you know it's going to be interesting. But we're also here to talk about this incredible event that they have put together called Oaxaca Succulenta, and it is coming up this Thursday, and it is at a beautiful event space called 99 Scott. So maybe, Nave, if you wouldn't mind just saying hello to everyone and telling us a little bit about yourself to get it started.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hi. I am a caterer. I have a catering company and a commercial kitchen in Crown Heights. Been there for a bit. We have a small cafe walk-up window where you can come and order stuff, but basically I've just been cooking in New York and LA for a really long time, and that's pretty much it. Yeah.
And you call Crown Heights Brooklyn home these days?
Yes, definitely. I've been there for about 11 years.
Great.
And she cooks delicious, magical, atmospheric, beautiful food.
Oh, I'm really
she
glad
forgot to
hear
say that.
Part. Yeah, I like what I do still after this long of a time. I still really like it. So I hope that comes through.
I was going to save this part of blowing off Nave's spot until a little later, but I'll just get into it now. For years, everyone would be like, do you know Nave? And then like my friend Mira Evanine, shout out to Mira.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. She would be like, you should really get to know Nave. And then so many people were like, do you know Nave? And I was like, I have to meet this. They're like, we were searching for some props and some like tableware for one of our events, and they're like, well, have you checked out what Nave's got? And I was like, okay, I have to meet this person. So then I did, and now we're so thrilled that you're joining us. So yes, likewise. Nave's being very not modest, but she's a woman of many talents.
Thanks.
If only you could taste her food through radio. We'll get there
one day.
And our other co-host, co-collaborator, co-guest today, Jess from Poco Poco, coming to you all the way from Oaxaca. Welcome.
Thank you.
Gotta get closer to the microphone.
No, we want to hear you.
I'm Jess.
It's a cozy place.
run a residency in Oaxaca, and I've worked a lot with Nave in the past. She's come down to cook and research and collaborate with people down there, which is kind of the idea of the residency. We've worked with a lot of people in New York and across the states to just provide a place for people to come, kind of get away from what they're doing, and also learn more about the things that they're interested in. Working with people in Oaxaca and from everyone else who's there as well. So.
Cool. And how did you come to living in Oaxaca, and what instilled this passion for that region and for Mexico? How did you arrive there?
Before I lived in Oaxaca, I was working for an organization that worked with artists and businesses all around the world called Nest. And so we had projects in India, in Africa, and then our only project in Mexico was in Oaxaca. So I was going down maybe once or twice a year to work with some ceramicists down there. And I think it's the kind of thing, I think it's how people kind of describe falling in love, where you meet someone and you have no idea why really you're attracted to them, but for some reason you just like have to be there or have to be with them. And that's really how I felt about Oaxaca. I couldn't quite explain my feeling about it, but I knew I had to be there. So I think it was the second or third time that I went to visit. I went home and I told everyone, I was like, I'm moving to Mexico. And I didn't speak Spanish or really have a plan, but ended up quitting my job and moving down about 6 months later.
Wow.
But now you speak Spanish and you got this plan.
I wouldn't say I exactly speak Spanish. I really hope some people from Oaxaca are listening right now because it's an ongoing trauma, but I am learning Spanish. So.
Extremely commendable. Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about Thursday's event and what it is, and, you know, definitely talk about Paulina, who couldn't be with us today, and how, you know, the event was really inspired and a collaboration with and for her. And if you could tell us a little bit about that and how the idea came together.
Yeah, absolutely. So the residency works in the, it's really bringing a lot of people to Oaxaca. Mm-hmm. So it's chefs, botanists, artists, really all across the board, really anyone who wants to come spend time learning and collaborating. So I think it's been really wonderful to start building such an amazing community there, both the people who live there and are working with the residents who come down, and also starting to build a community in New York. And so Oaxaca Succulenta was going to be the first time that we brought someone from Oaxaca to New York to showcase their work and their passions and their mm-hmm. skills. Succulenta is a food processing and preservation kitchen in Oaxaca. They work with the woman, Paulina Garcia, is also the partner in Boulenc, which is a bakery next to it. So she has a shop with just shelves and shelves of jars of...
So beautiful.
Yeah. pickles and ferments and preserves and kefirs and kind of everything. And so we were really excited to bring her to do a dinner, which originally I think was going to be like 20 people at Saipua, just like the people we knew. And now it's kind of become a whole nother beast in a great way. So it also is a chance for us to start raising some money to bring other people from Oaxaca here to do a similar thing. That's a program that we're really excited about implementing this year. And in 99 Scott, the location that we're doing it is, has offered to kind of be the host of those events. So hopefully, if with the money that we raise through this event, we'll be able to do more dinners with chefs from Oaxaca. We're hoping to bring a contemporary dancer from Oaxaca, textile artists, really, really all across the board, and kind of bring what everyone is doing there here in the same way that everyone has brought what they're doing here to Oaxaca.
Wow.
That's amazing. Can you tell?
But I guess I haven't said anything about the event itself, have I?
Can you talk a little bit about why Paulina was supposed to be in the studio with us today, actually.
Yeah, so Paulina was coming a week early before the event to start pickling and preserving along with Nave in Nave's kitchen. And on Saturday night, she flew to New York and apparently got a customs agent who was just in a bad mood. She had her visa and she had all the papers she needed and her passport, and he acknowledged that she had everything she needed, but apparently told her that he can just turn away people if he doesn't feel like letting them into the country. We're still a little bit unclear about what happened, but this is all to say she was treated very poorly and put on the next flight back to Mexico. So she won't be able to be there on Thursday. Nave has very, very generously offered to work with Paulina using all of her recipes to make everything that she was going to make here. So that's going to be part of the dinner, and we're also having a little pop-up shop with a lot of Paulina's recipes, Nave's made pickles and preserves, and also along with other residents' work.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, we're hoping that Paulina will be able to get back here in maybe 3 months, which is what they told her at the what they told her in Mexico City. So,
wow.
Yeah,
that is a bummer for this week.
Yeah,
and in general, understatement.
Yeah, and Paulina actually wrote a really beautifully worded letter that I think really speaks well to the situation right now, and also is a really inspiring way to think about what happened. I think as much as she's mad, she also was able to see a lot of light in everything that's happened this week. So I'm really proud to be working with someone as smart and articulate and passionate as she is.
Agreed.
Well, here's to Paulina and continuing to build in tribute to her vision. And Nave, we'd love to hear you talk a little bit about what it's like to execute someone else's vision or to collaborate with them when someone is further away for various reasons.
Yeah. Well, I will say going down to Oaxaca, being in Suculenta and spending a little bit of time with Paulina, her passion for what it is that she does is really palpable. The aesthetic that she brings to everything she does is incredible and admirable. And it is, I'm there pretty much every day. I feel picking up one thing or another when I'm there. So I feel connected to it in that way where it is easy in that way to be able to sort of execute this vision that she has, because it's all very clearly laid out. And it's really different than what I normally do. I am not a recipe person. It's difficult for me to follow them as a general rule. I work much more intuitively, and what's been really interesting in following her process is how beautifully simply everything is laid out. And how free and easy she's been with sending it all to me, which people can occasionally be really protective of their work or their process, and she's been incredibly free and giving with it, which is a really beautiful thing also. the simplicity that is all of these things. She's just working with these vegetables and bringing out the best in them, and it's been really fun so far. We're just entering into the preserving territory today. So we still have a little bit of work to do, but it's been really cool. It's been really cool.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of what Nave is saying about Paulina's generosity and sharing her recipes and ideas really speaks to why this community in Oaxaca has been so incredible to work with. It's been amazing to see how everyone has been so open to welcoming all of the residents and visitors into their homes and workshops and kind of just community in general, which I think is why also it's such a shame to see what happened on Saturday and Paulina being denied access to that here after we've been so lucky to be part of that down there.
I agree completely. Every interaction that I have had down there has been so giving and so curious, and so it's a really beautiful way to work, and it is, I agree, but I think her letter really speaks to it in a beautiful way. Her perspective on it is exactly as I would imagine it to be, and
well, hopefully she can figure out a way and we can all work together to get her back here and try again. I mean, that's also the only thing that we can draw attention to what happened, which I think is really important, and definitely get as many people talking about it as possible. So everyone
Paulina
knows.
Paulina says no attention.
Oh, today.
She said that she's limiting all attention on her to only today, and after that we have to move away from it.
Well, it's only 2:30.
But that, exactly.
So we got plenty of time.
Exactly. And that said, we also are going to be starting a Kickstarter campaign to fly Paulina back, along with some other people from her team event later. So we are sold out for the event on Thursday, but if you're interested in supporting other programs like this.
Yeah. Where can they go to get information about that? Your Poco a Poco website?
Information, on the Poco a Poco website, and also on our Instagram. Okay. We'll post something about the Kickstarter as well.
Can you just, for everyone, spell out how Poco a Poco is spelled and making sure that they know exactly how they can get in touch?
Yeah. Poco a Poco is I can't spell that. POCOAPOCO. And it's PocoAPocoMX.com is the website.
And we'll also be posting it on our show page on Heritage Radio. So folks can get in touch and, contribute to getting Paulina back here.
Yeah.
That's so great that you're able to do that.
Yeah. And Poco a Poco is little by little anyway, right. So I'm assuming that that's just kind of throwing it in our face, that everything takes a little bit of patience. And
if at first you don't succeed, try again. We've got to just work together and do the best that we can with, the best situation.
Yeah, Paulina called and she's like, I'm getting on the next flight back to New York. So I have to commend her bravery with that too, after such a terrible 24 hours.
Shit.
Yeah.
She sounds like the type of person that would do that.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, now that we've talked a little bit about Succulenta and Paulina's food and the process and how you're executing Anave and then taking on this vision, I'm hyped to know what you're excited about people eating and tasting and what flavors or what preserves and ferments and stuff that people on Thursday will get to experience. Yeah. And I know there are going to be many other cooks in the kitchen as well.
There are indeed.
Which we'll definitely mention.
Which we'll get to in a second, but I would love to hear what you're working on especially and what you're excited for people to try.
I think I'm mostly excited... I'm mostly excited about this hibiscus and cardamom jam, which is really unusual for me because I'm not a sweets person. But the way that Paulina makes it, it's not as sweet as one might think. And it's the hibiscus that is from Mexico is like this really beautiful, pungent creature. So I'm really excited about that. I'm not sure how much exposure people have had to that. And so I think that that'll be really interesting. All of it is really good. Just the way that she does everything is really, it's really beautiful. It's really simple. There's not an extraordinary amount to it. It's good produce and it's just handled well. Mm-hmm. So that, and I kind of can't wait to see how this spicy sauerkraut turns out. I'm pretty excited about that too. Haven't had that one yet. But yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm really excited to see what all of the other participants are bringing as well. I think it's going to be a really incredible pairing. I think that everybody is on the same page, but coming at it from a different angle. And I think that, that's the thing that I'm the most excited about. I really enjoy a collaboration in this way where it's been framed loosely, but with intention. And so everybody has a unique perspective, and I'm excited to see what that looks like.
So the idea behind the dinner is roaming in the sense that will there be different collaborators set up kind of in the 99 Scott space and people can walk around and taste different things, or is that still coming together?
I think roaming is a phrase to be kind of let everyone know that it's not going to be seated.
No, so but, wear sneakers if you're going.
Yeah, no,
get comfortable.
Yeah, but I think also the idea behind that is I didn't want to do a seated dinner because we wanted to make sure that this was really about people talking and meeting, right, and bringing people together. And so the kind of, it's about everyone coming together around a table, but also being able to kind of move around and meet each other and learn what other people are doing. So we'll have everyone's food kind of together, yep, on one large, long central table, but with the idea that you can kind of move around and take things. It really was a platform to kind of showcase Paulina's and Nave's collaboration and her and the things that she's making, which is actually kind of which is literally true because they are a lot of condiments and things that are going to go on top of things. So the other collaborators have created the kind of base to
Can you talk about what they're making?
Yeah, and who they are.
Yeah.
So the collaborators for this event are all people who are either past residents and have come and spent time down in Oaxaca, like Nave has, doing different sorts of projects with the residency, as well as some people who are future collaborators and we're making plans for this year for them to come down. So we have Lee from Achilles Heel, who came down in January with Andrea and Marty, Gentle and Hires, for a photography workshop. And he's going to be doing rabbit carnitas, rabbit and pork carnitas. And Danny from Joint Venture, who's coming down in February to do a food workshop, is going to be making some grilled mackerel and ceviches. And then Yong and Rigo, who have INSA in Gowanus, they collaborated with us for a previous event last month that was launching a scent, a Oaxaca scent that we did in collaboration with Tatiana, she made a scent based on the Oaxaca rain season. But this is all to say that they are going to be making tostadas and tamales. So all of these things are going to be kind of carrying the condiments and salsas and pickles
and ferments and all that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so good. It's like my favorite kind of meal.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be a meal really with sauces, and you can eat the plate
and so many colors. Yep. It's gonna be really beautiful.
Wow. And then there's also a kind of a shop or kind of a market that is gonna be part of the event as well with some Oaxacan items. Is that things just to eat, or will it be other things that you can take away with you?
Yeah, so the shop is going to open up a little bit before the event, and that's a collaboration of Paulina's food and Paulina and Navi's food and other work from previous residents, along with some other things that I've brought from Oaxaca. So it's kind of a gallery shop. It really kind of, I think, will show people what people have been doing down in Oaxaca when they've come, and also what a wide variety of kind of skill sets and passions it's brought together. So that's going to be open all night for people to kind of be shopping during the event. And we're also going to be having beautiful, like, floral column installations from Sarah at Saipua, who's good. Come down to Oaxaca a number of times to work with us. And so the visuals should be stunning, too. Ceramics from Simone, who is a resident in April.
Wow, it's just so cool that all of these people get to be under one roof, kind of, and people can have, you know, a feast for their eyes as well, and get to just see everything that the residency, you know, has produced in a way, and get to just see the range of all of the different projects that have been worked on.
Yeah, it's great. And Yola Mezcal is donating all the mezcal from Oaxaca, and Arlie of Honey's, which is the bar next door to 99 Scott, is going to be making some amazing cocktails with that. So
you're going to drink your mezcal cocktail, and then you're going to go shopping in the pop-up store. That sounds like a good evening.
And then you get to eat. Like,
and then you get to eat.
In tandem.
Yeah, in tandem.
Yeah. Everyone's devices all in one large place. Space. Yeah.
It's outdoors, right?
It's indoors.
Oh, it's indoors.
It's in and out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's in.
It's indoors. It's indoors. They just have a beautiful courtyard, so we've loved
being at 99 Scott, and we participated in Raw Wine that was held there.
Other events there.
Yeah, it's just really such a fluid space to do many different types of events and activities. So I couldn't really think of a better place for it. So excited that you guys found a home in 99 Scott and get, also it just is a place that has a lot of space. And so I think that that's also, you know, important for people to have that ability to move around freely. And, you know, in New York space is such a premium. To roam,
if you will.
Yeah, we need
to roam. Yeah, and they're being so generous donating that space, because I really can't think of a better place to do it.
Yeah. I can't wait. So, I mean, thrilled to hear it's sold out, and if any tickets open up, you know, we'll definitely keep everyone posted. So keep looking at the Poco a Poco Instagram, and we'll share on Food Book Fair if any tickets open up. But, you know, we also mentioned how you can support Poco a Poco and get Paulina and others, you know, back up to New York. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And I'd love to just, as we are getting a little bit towards the end of our show, talk about maybe what you guys are watching, reading, or listening to, and what you might want to tell our recommended reading listeners about.
Are you going
to
be catching up on your shows after the event is over? Lying in the park, feeding each other sushi.
Yeah, it's basically how it's going to go. I've been really diving deep into, like, mainstream action these days. I've been listening a lot to the radio in the car, a lot of Hot 97, a lot of 92.3. I've been driving a lot.
What's your summer jam? What's your summer
jam?
If you had to pick one jam of 2017, what would it be?
Okay. I think it really is. It's Despacito. There's like no, it's undeniable,
okay.
I feel. But we've been listening to a lot of pop at the kitchen. A lot of top 40 and a lot of pop at the kitchen, which is really good. I've discovered why pop music exists, I think. It's really good for morale. It keeps everybody going. Nobody's mad at it.
It's up tempo. Keeps you going.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
What are your feelings on the DJ Khaled, Bryson Tiller, Rihanna, Wild Thoughts?
So good. So
even
good.
The Santana line is hella corny.
Whatever.
But it's so good, right?
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm leaning into it. That's my philosophy with it lately. Yeah, and also the same is true for watching. Like, I am watching The Handmaid's Tale just like everybody else is. It's the same thing. Binge watched it, done. That's what happened. It's over now.
Really? It was too stressful for me.
It totally stressed me out. I had, like, mad anxiety dreams, like, pretty much every single night. But I watched it anyway, and I was like, that's good. That's good. But, yeah.
I'm saving that, you know, anxiety for later.
Yeah, of course. Because there's not enough anxiety in my life as it is. Right. So, yeah. And then reading... I'm not reading anything worth speaking to right now. I'm reading a lot of things that I can't quite get into, but... there's been an odd collection of books at this place that I've been staying, so I've been kind of digging around in there, and they're all weird. They're all weird books from like the 60s, like weird spy novels from like Russian spy novels.
And this is you're staying out east.
That seems pretty fitting for today's.
It's like, are they beach reads that people leave over time?
I don't know, man. I don't know what they are, but yeah, it's what's there. So I've been reading that.
I definitely leave beach reads and vacation books just like I just
where
try to
you are.
Tuck them where like into the bookshelf. I'm like, this is a gift.
Yeah.
Oh, I always pack books that I'm gonna leave in a place. I'm like, oh, my bag's gonna be so much lighter on the way home. I'm just gonna read. Okay, it's my gift.
I never
to you.
Leave them. I should. I did the same thing though when I was in Oaxaca last, where I just read like all of Jess's books when I was there. I was like, I'm taking this one now. And that was that.
But I get everyone's who they leave books that they leave down. In Oaxaca,
so. That's true.
Have you gotten some good ones?
Yeah, all the books you have there are good.
There I wasn't can't even one that's... remember what people have left. I think everyone always reads Molly's book.
Yeah,
when they're down
it's
there.
So good. Yeah.
Which book?
Yeah,
Tuesday Nights in 1980, which is
I read it in 2 days.
Yeah, and I think pretty much everyone who stays in the loft goes through Molly's book in
Oh wow!
Yeah, Molly Prentice, who is a close friend and also came down to do a writing workshop in March, has a brilliant novel, which everyone should read.
Yeah, agreed.
So,
really, really good.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one that I read when I was there? It's the three, it's like the anthropologists.
Oh, right, the Lily King one.
We've gone sideways.
Yeah, sorry.
It's about anthropologists?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
I only know one other novel about anthropologists, so...
Can't get it.
I know. Don't worry about it. It's gone.
Is there anything that, when you come to New York, Jess, that's just, like, your first stop off the plane, or, like, something you want to see or watch or listen to, like, while you're in New York, or what is, like, a...
I spend, like, the whole month before I come to New York, like, getting excited to read the paper on Sunday.
Yeah.
Have you done it yet?
No. And I finally went out to coffee with someone yesterday, and I like grabbed the paper, and they were like, "We have 10 minutes together. Like, is this what you're going to spend your time doing?"
Yes, it is.
I was like, "Yeah, well, I haven't done it yet, but yeah."
What's your favorite section?
Oh,
or you can pick a feature in the section in a favorite section, like the hunt. Or weddings and celebrations.
Yeah.
Or Sunday routine.
Jesus, do you guys want to tell? You guys
wanna... We're just too nerdy, so it's
we're
okay.
Just a couple we're... of nerds.
Yeah.
But always arts and Sunday styles. I grew up, you know, with our family always. What is it? The Modern Love. My family always read that when I was growing up. And so it was like kind of such a routine for Sunday for my mom to sit down and talk to me about like how I felt about the Modern Love column every week. So
I read it online now.
Yeah.
But that's my go-to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Some of them get real weird.
Yeah.
I love the breadth and depth. I mean, they've been doing it for years and years and years now.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of love out there.
It's true.
Well, I really hope that you two get to dive in on Sunday after and get some rest and relaxation after what I know will be an amazing night on Thursday. And we definitely know the hard work that's gone into that. So everyone who got their tickets, excited to see you there. And I think it will be a treat and like nothing we've ever seen before. So thank you both for collaborating on it and making it happen. And bringing some real fun and excitement to New York and something different that people haven't seen. So congratulations in advance on that. And yeah, check out Poco a Poco, 1136. And we'll look forward to future collaborations.
And stay tuned for other ways to support Suculenta. We'll have more info on that. We'll share that on social media as well. We'll share it on our show page, and you can always find out more about us and about recommended reading on foodbookfair.com and heritageradionetwork.org.
Yep. Stay well fed and well read, and we will catch you next time.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.